This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The echoes of ancient animosity reverberate across the globe. We are witnessing, generation by generation, the fulfillment of the prophetic word, the judgment upon Edom. Not a political analysis, not a commentary on current events, but the unveiling of a spiritual battle waged for millennia. Yahuwah is exposing the lineage of Esau, the hand that has always sought to usurp the inheritance promised to Israel, and the nations are beginning to feel the weight of that exposure. From the Balkans, the stench of Edomite greed rises. Albanian prosecutors are now investigating land acquisitions, lavish resort projects spearheaded by Jared Kushner, a figure deeply embedded within the collapsing power structures of the West. Forged deeds, ancestral land stolen, indigenous communities stripped of their birthright. This is not an isolated incident. This is the pattern. For generations, Edom has sought to control the lands and resources promised to Israel, utilizing cunning and treachery. The Kushner family embodies this predatory spirit, and the modern state of Israel, a counterfeit erected upon stolen ground, often benefits from these global schemes. The protests erupting in Albania are a righteous cry, a harbinger of the coming reckoning. They recognize the injustice, the plundering of their heritage. And the hand of Edom extends further, dictating the fate of nations from afar. The New York Times, reluctantly admitting what discerning observers have known for years, Senator Marco Rubio wields dominion over Venezuela. Not influence, not policy, but a brazen seizure of control over finances, resources, the very levers of government. This is Edom's insatiable greed, relentlessly pursuing power. Venezuela, rich in oil and vital resources, has become a prime target. Economic warfare, sanctions, and the backing of illegitimate claimants to power, all orchestrated by the Israeli regime, guided by figures like Rubio. It's not about democracy, it's about resource control, the expansion of Edom's sphere of influence, a clear violation of Yahuwah's sovereignty. Consider the broader context. The nations reel, caught in the whirlwind of judgment. Do not mistake chaos for randomness. This is the unfolding of ancient prophecy, the righteous anger of Yahuwah against those who have perpetually sought our destruction. Look at the moral rot consuming the West, the deliberate unraveling of the natural order. This mirrors the heart of Edom. Remember Obadiah 1:10. For the violence against your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. This is not a threat, it is a declaration. The reports from the Holy Land speak of mourning for a fallen leader, idolatry, a return to ancient practices Yahuwah despises. Babylon, in all its forms, always turns to its own gods, seeking power through false idols and empty rituals. And the echoes of Babylon are found in the ideologies that divide and conquer. We've seen it manifested in the violence unleashed by false narratives. Ariel Robinson, a proponent of the divisive Black Lives Matter movement, exposed for the brutal abuse and murder of a 3-year-old child. The irony is sickening, a testament to the fruit of sowing discord and hatred. This is not merely individual wickedness, it is a spiritual cancer consuming this age. The relentless promotion of racial division, fueled by a rejection of Yahuwah's covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has poisoned hearts. Edom, the descendants of Esau, have always been characterized by violence and a thirst for domination, and this incident is a chilling echo of their ancient ways. These so-called progressive movements are modern iterations of Edom's rebellion, offering false narratives of justice while perpetrating profound injustice. And now, a further demonstration of Edom's covenant breaking. The so-called United States Treasury Department announces new sanctions against Iran, a blatant breach of the Memorandum of Understanding signed just last month. This MOU was always a mirage, a temporary appeasement designed to lull resistance while Edom consolidated its grip on the region. The swift imposition of these sanctions exposes the true intent, continued economic warfare against those who refuse to submit. Scattered Israel must not be deceived by the rhetoric of peace and diplomacy. These are merely tools to mask the true intentions of Edom. We are witnessing the unfolding of prophecy, the judgment upon those who have turned away from the covenant. Yahuwah is not silent. He is revealing the wickedness that has festered for generations. The exposure of Edom is not a matter of political debate. It is a spiritual reckoning. This is the hour for Israel to awaken, to recognize the signs of the times, and to prepare for the coming day of Yahuwah. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.